What do you hope people will say about you? Do you ever stop and think how you will be known? If folks sum up your life in a sentence, what will it be? If they remember you by a single word, what might that be? Interesting thoughts, to be sure. Just before our camera moves away from Saul for a while, consider one more element with me. The impact one man had on him. To this point in the young church, Luke talked about him because of his generosity. Check it out. There were no needy people among them because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles to give to those in need. For instance, there was Joseph, the one the apostles nicknamed Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He was from the tribe of Levi and came from the island of Cyprus. He sold a field he owned and brought the money to the apostles. What was it about this guy they called the son of encouragement, or Barnabas? First thing we observe is that Barnabas was known to be a person who encouraged others, and he was generous with what he had. Wouldn't it be great to be known as a person of encouragement? Again, I am reminded of how many times people have said to me, if only I knew God's will, I would do it. I mean, if I only knew what God wanted me to do, I would do it. Look no further, as Scripture clearly outlines that we are meant to encourage others. As Paul simply told the Thessalonians, encourage other people and build them up. What is encouragement? In the middle of the word is courage, which is built from the root word cor, C-O-R, meaning heart. Listen carefully here. To live with courage is to live fully from one's heart. Indeed, it is more than bravery. And to encourage is to give another support, confidence, or hope. Sometimes encouragement comes in the form of another's commendation of us, like Barnabas here in Acts chapter 9. Look, guys, I know Saul. I mean, I've seen this guy in the toughest times. He loves the Lord Jesus and he is strong. He is trustworthy. I'm telling you guys, he is someone God is going to use. While the believers in Jerusalem did not trust Saul, Barnabas went to bat for him. Luke writes, Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told them how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to Saul. He also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. An encourager is not afraid to stand up, speak truth, befriend another, and champion his cause, just as Barnabas does Saul. His encouragement reaps benefits for Saul, ushers him into the community of believers in Jerusalem. Here's the thing. All of us can encourage other people, but it requires not being consumed with self, awareness of others' situations, others' needs, a little effort, a desire to be used of God, creative enterprise, what to say or do, when and how, and a personal courage to risk. It is so easy to see what's wrong in a situation or a person. It is low-hanging fruit to be critical, right? But what if we were to start looking for what is right and then commenting favorably? I make it my business to Yelp or review service folks, food servers, and businesses with affirming words and gratitude. I know the difference it makes. This is kind of silly, but it happened. The other evening, I ran into the market to grab a few items. I needed a particular salad dressing I spied on an upper shelf, but there was a young man stocking the shelves below it, talking on his phone. As I reached above him, I lightly touched him on the shoulder and smiled, whispering, "God bless you." I put the balsamic vinaigrette in my cart and headed for the next needed item when he said, "Thank you for that. That was the kindest touch." I turned around, and then we spoke for a few minutes. From my heart, I softly said, "I believe God has something for you." To which he replied, "I have come from the darkest season. In February, my wife left me, and then I lost my job." And on. Aware that he did not need to lose another job because he was talking too much, I gave him my business card and said, "Keith, reach out anytime for prayer. God has something new purposed for you." Before I put my groceries in the car, he texted, "Hello, this is Keith. You really made my day today. Thank you so much for that." A pleasant word of truth spoken to a young man encouraged him. The cost to me? Nothing. Gain? A smile and a good feeling, apparently for both of us. Encouragement can come in many forms, but it is life-giving. Sometimes an encourager is a guide along our path, someone who will say, "You can do it. I know you can. Here, go this way. I will help you. I will be beside you. I am praying for you." As for the power of encouragement, you must go to the written morning briefing and scroll down to the YouTube click on about Eric Weinmayer. Less than 4 minutes, but it's really powerful. So when your name is uttered in a group, wouldn't it be great if someone said, "You know, that guy always has a good word to say." Or, "When I was at my lowest, she helped me see the light." Or, "Hey, let's look for ways to encourage other people." I have a great old song for you. I remember playing it for my street friends in Long Beach and how it encouraged them. I hope it will do the same for you.
Up a pen and a page, and I started writing just what I'd say if we were face to face. I tell you just what you mean to me, tell you these simple truths. Be strong in the Lord and never give up hope. Gonna do great things. I already know.